This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 404 for Wednesday, May 22nd. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market held on to its gains after rising to calendar year highs earlier today. Canola was supported by Chicago soybean oil and European rapeseed. However, Malaysian palm oil was down, and so was crude oil after reports suggested a growth in the United States stockpiles. The Canadian dollar was down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The July canola contract was up 40 cents per ton at $665.60. In the U.S., corn and soybeans made gains, while wheat was lower. Severe storms, including tornadoes and flash floods, hit a large portion of the U.S. Midwest on Tuesday, bringing nearly 20 millimeters of rain to much of Iowa, Wisconsin, and parts of South Dakota. Rains will continue to fall onto the western U.S. Corn Belt over the next couple of days, delaying planting progress, with the eastern half receiving precipitation this weekend. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported two large export sales on Tuesday, 113,050 tons of old and new crop corn to Mexico, and 110,000 tons of old crop corn to Spain. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported ethanol production at an average of 1.019 million barrels per day for the weekend in May 17th, up 19,000 from the previous week. Soy oil stocks were down 277,000 barrels at 24.212 million. AgriConsult estimated Brazil's Safrinha corn crop production at 96.7 million tons, down 10.5% from last year, but more than 10 million tons above CONAB's estimate. The July corn contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.61. Soybean growing regions were also affected by the severe storms in the U.S. Midwest on Tuesday, and floods will likely delay planting this week. However, conditions are expected to improve next week. According to news reports, China has purchased two 60,000-ton cargoes of U.S. soybeans for July shipment, which have become more attractive to buyers due to rising port bases in Brazil. In the southern part of Brazil, rains will continue over the next 6 days. The July soybean contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.46. Support for U.S. wheat futures has come from lowered projections for the size of Eastern Europe's upcoming wheat crop and wet growing conditions in Western Europe. The Illinois West Wheat Association is projecting record yields after a one-day crop tour of the state, projecting an average yield of 104 bushels per acre, which could eclipse the previous record of 97.1. However, Fusarium head blight and disease pressure could lower yields. Most of the U.S. southern plains will be dry next week, but soft red wheat growing areas could see between 25 to 75 millimeters. The July Chicago wheat contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.93. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $7 even. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.37. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, May 22nd. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.